Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mago and Chime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Love rejoining with some Chapel Roan. I'm into that. We got a little distracted in the previous segment, but we'll get back to the New England Patriots here as the wide receiver room, especially with Stephon Diggs, has been a major talking point so far through the offseason and into minicamp here. Mego, I'm curious your thoughts on how the receivers have looked. I understand it's just passing camp, as Mike Vrabel says, but I'm curious how you've seen the receivers performing at this passing camp. We know Stephon Diggs is recovering, but what have you seen from guys like Pop Douglas, Kyle Williams, and the like?
Pop Douglas had a great day, the second day of mandatory minicamp, and it was a day when the offense overall was kind of down. The defense was outplaying the offense, and the defense gained steam late in the practice where the offense was continuing to falter a little bit. Pop was getting a ton of targets, and I think right now the way that I look at the wide receiver room, like we say it's crowded, and Vrabel hates that because he says right now basically everybody in the league has a dozen receivers. Like that's the point that you're at. You're not making cuts yet. But they have such a crowded space of receivers that they either have an investment in or an investment in terms of the draft capital that they expended on them in such recent history.
And they're all just mediocre.
Yeah, so you're looking at guys like Jalen Polk and Javon Baker, and honestly, I think based on the very limited early part of this offseason, Javon Baker is my most likely to be cut candidate outside of guys who like John Giles, who was a practice player last year. I think he is most likely not to be on the 53-man roster. But then above that, the only true kind of locks that I have for the team right now for the wide receiver room are Steph Diggs.
Yep.
I'd put Pop Douglas in there for sure. And I'd put Kyle Williams in there.
Matt Collins, you don't even think of a lock?
I think Matt Collins, yes. I think most likely because they have $3.5 million guaranteed money tied up in him.
Sure.
But he's been completely unable to practice so far in this offseason. He was at mandatory minicamp. We saw him on the bike in the bubble. Like, he's been around. He was around in OTAs, so he's definitely making that effort to be around the team, and I'm sure he's in meetings and he's being involved, or I'd assume that. But do you start him on the PUP? Like, on the PUP list, like, I don't know, maybe that opens a little bit more spot. I'm wondering if we're in a position where they actually stretch it out to like seven receivers on the 53, which would be kind of wild.
Yeah, especially if you want a guy like Efton Chisholm to make the opening day roster. Like, if you like what you've seen from him, like, that's going to require somebody like Kayshon Booty or Jalen Polk getting cut, or you need Matt Collins to go on the PUP list. And that's kind of the issue here, is it's all guys who you've seen a couple things from in some cases, like with Kayshon Booty. Like, you've seen some flashes of an ability there, but nobody that's blown you away, nobody that's been phenomenal. A lot of guys that have been very mediocre, like Jalen Polk, who could just be a straight-up bust again. And so you're left in this position where it's like, okay, we know the room will contain Steph Diggs, Pop Douglas, Kyle Williams, and probably Matt Collins in some capacity, whether he starts on PUP or not. And then it's like, all right, who do we fill in after this? Do we keep Booty? Do we keep Bourne? Do we really want to keep Chisholm on here? Do we keep Baker? Do we like? Are we gonna give Polk another chance? Like, where it becomes such an issue, and I think carrying like seven of those guys is just a mistake, because if you're gonna carry them, they need to get reps to try and be better. A lot of these guys, but if you're seven deep, you're never gonna get that opportunity. And so it kind of defeats the purpose of even holding on to them in the first place. And so you might as well at that point just kind of cut them.
You also need different looks from these receivers,
sure,
right? And so that's where I think someone like Kayshon Boutte has an opportunity. And he's been getting a lot of high-level opportunities throughout OTAs and mandatory minicamp. This is the part of the season when, or the offseason rather, when it's supposed to be the learning period. But like, we're going to look at what we're going to look at and what we have available.
Sure.
And he's running with the ones a lot. And he's a receiver who can actually play outside the numbers. Mm-hmm. You look at other guys on this roster, and so many of them are just, you know, slot-centric or somewhere in the middle of the field. We don't exactly know what Stephon Diggs is going to be, like what role he's going to play in this offense yet. And I just think with somebody like Jalen Polk, like, the dude's coming off of a shoulder surgery. He's been so limited through OTAs and the preseason. Oh my God, we're so far away from that. Mandatory minicamp. And it's not a developmental league for receivers. And he got so many opportunities in games last year where I feel like he's in the red. Like,
definitely. But do you cut bait on a second round pick that early?
That's the question. And look, we saw Mike Vrabel cut ties with a lot of guys who were captains on this team last mm-hmm. year, guys who were seen as almost like cornerstone pieces, at least of what the locker room was. Is he going to do that with Polk? I don't know. Should he? Do you believe that there's anything in Polk from that scouting report from college, from the draft,
yeah,
when he was coming into the league, about like he's going to be a juiced up version of Jacoby Myers? Like, he's going to be so dependable. And then we see the exact opposite. Is there enough of like a hope, because right now it's quiet. He's so limited. He's not shown anything, and he's already behind the process otherwise of where he's supposed to be as a second year receiver.
Yeah, I think you have to give him another chance. I just think that the situation in that organization was so bad last year that if Vrabel determines that, like, character wise, locker room wise, he's a good enough fit, like, I think you have to give him another chance. Being a second round pick, being on a 4-year contract already, like, I just don't know that you can cut bait that early, because I think a change of scenery would be like, he's one of those guys where maybe he needs a change of scenery and boom, he's good again. And that change of scenery right now could be Mayo to Vrabel. And I'm hoping that that's the case. I hope you can get something out of him. I'm not convinced that you can, but I think you need to at least allow for that opportunity. Like, I think he almost has to be on the opening day roster, whether it starts on PUP or he starts actually on the roster. I think he needs to still be a member of the organization in week one.
I don't know that he's at the extent that he would be on the PUP list, but
yeah,
I do look at him and I look at Kendrick Bourne, and I think those are two of the most interesting cases,
sure,
in the wide receiver room.
Because Bourne is,
with Bourne, last time Josh McDaniels was here, Bourne had over 800 receiving yards.
It's like his best year ever.
His best year of his career. And then he's in the doghouse, in and out, all through 2022, clashing with that coaching staff. He tears his ACL. Part of, I think, why everybody is so over the moon with how Steph Diggs has looked in his practices so far is because we saw Kendrick Bourne try to come back from an ACL where he tore it at a similar point in the previous season. And Kendrick looks so far from himself.
Yeah.
He looked so, and he's talked about it now. Like, he says now, when he looks back on that, he didn't trust his body and he didn't realize how much confidence he was lacking in just his health and himself. And Diggs is so different from that. But now Bourne is, what is he, 30? Like, are they going to keep him because Josh McDaniels loves him and they love the guy that he is and the energy that he brings? Is that enough?
I don't think so. So if, like, right now it's June 14th, if I had to make a prediction, I think it's Steph Diggs, Pop Douglas, Kyle Williams, Mac Hollins, Jalen Polk, Efton Chisholm. That's your six, in my opinion.
So who's getting, Bourne's out, Booty's
Bourne,
out.
Bourne, Booty, Baker, all out.
I could see that. But that's interesting. At the same time, I could see Baker, Polk, and Bourne out. I could,
yep,
see you know, yeah.
I think I
Baker, me, Polk, and Booty.
Like at, like, first, at first look, like, to me, Baker and Bourne are the first two names you kind of almost have to push out. It sucks because you would hope Kendrick Bourne could bounce back from that ACL. You could hope back in the Josh McDaniels offense he could be better, but I just think the things that Kendrick Bourne does well when he's at his best are done better by other players you already have on the roster.
But then the question, I think, becomes when we talk about, like, differentiating this offense, the different components of it, are Epton Chisholm and Pop Douglas too similar? Are they too redundant? Are you carrying two slots there of guys that are of diminutive stature?
So, yes, you're carrying two slots there of guys of diminutive stature, but I think they do things differently. Like, I don't see Pop in the same way I saw guys like Danny Amendola, Julian Edelman, that ilk, right? Whereas that's kind of what you see and expect from Epton Chisholm. I see Pop in more of, like the Curtis Samuel type slot receiver, like other guys that are more, not as shifty, but more, but still like slot. It's kind of tough to put them in like certain brackets. They're all slot receivers, but I feel like there's more you can do with Pop compared to those like the Epton Chisholm types. But I think Chisholm may be a guy that is developing and a guy they like and could be a punt returner type that you don't have to worry about putting your top tier receivers out there for, and could contribute in other ways that make him valuable.
Yeah, I think Chisholm's going to be on the 53, and I think he finds his way somewhere through special teams at first.
Yeah.
I know that they are so high on Marcus Jones as a returner, and why wouldn't you be?
Sure.
Like, he's spectacular.
Yeah.
But they had Javon Baker trying to return turn kickoffs, punts at points last season, and you need somebody there because Marcus
Jones...
And
you can't count on Jones to stay
exactly
healthy.
Exactly. Marcus Jones hasn't been healthy always. So maybe... I love Chisholm. Like, I'll just say that. I think that his hands are so strong. He definitely has that Amendola, even borderline like Wes Welker look to him, the way that he cuts, the power with which he runs. He is a small guy. He is coming from FCS, but Cooper Kupp came from his school. Kendrick Bourne
Hunter
came
Renfro
from his school.
Had success in with the Raiders. Like, there's guys of that stature that have a lot of success in the NFL.
Yeah, I think that he'll make himself useful wherever he can, and they need guys like that on this roster. And I think that's where I'm a little bit more interested in someone like him than Jalen Polk, where
sure.
You say, "Well, we're hanging on to this because we have this investment." Like, he was a second-round pick. He does have talent that is strong enough and football acumen that is strong enough that everybody kind of agreed he was a second-round pick at that time. Like, that, I think that they do weigh that so heavily on these guys.
And sometimes there's just situations where you just need to cut bait. Like, even with second-round picks, you've seen it with first-round picks sometimes. Like, there's moments and instances where guys just aren't what you thought they were, and you do have to cut bait, and maybe Jalen Polk is a casualty of that.
Okay, I need a really quick pushback on the afternoon show because I'm seeing this text. Ted Johnson went on the afternoon show this week, said Epton Chisholm didn't do anything special, and he doesn't believe he's going to make the team.
Okay.
I've heard him and Andy say that. Chisholm looked great in OTAs. He was more quiet in the mandatory minicamp. Look, the second day they're in the bubble, so it was a freaking mess from the offense top to bottom. Hunter Henry had an awesome catch, and Pop Douglas looked good. Other than that, like, this is not just hype of like, oh, it's a little guy that looks like Amendola, and so everybody wants to relive that glory day. Like, maybe he'll cool off when the pads come on in training camp, but where he is right now, like, he's on pace to make the team. He looks good enough to be out there with those guys.
I would also push back in the fact that normally, Andy used to be at training camp all the time. Now he's kind of in this studio when they're having training camp. So, like, he hasn't been there down there watching him every day like you have. Or, I mean, I've heard Tom Curran and Phil Perry rave about him on their podcast. And so, like, I love Andy, but I'll at least listen. I would entertain the people who are there watching him every day and seeing it.
Dude does not drop passes.
Yeah. I love
does
that.
Does not drop passes.
Compared to what Jalen Polk did last year, you kind of need that. It's not that hard. 617-779-7937. Mego and Shime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. But right now, Jacob, going to get you caught up with what is trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Great call from Sean McDonough there, right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network last night as the Sox beat the Yankees 2-1 in extra innings, thanks to a walk-off from the Narv there in the 10th.
The Narv?
The Narv
whale.
I saw, the Narv whale. I like that.
Took you a minute.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm a little slow sometimes. But I saw, I think it was Gordo from the Playtesty Boys call him the Narv. And I'm like, I love that, the Narv. So shout out to the Narv for the walk-off last night. And Sox have something cooking a little bit. They've taken three of the last four against the Yankees. They got another tilt with the Yankees tonight at 7:15 over at Fenway Park, and Garrett Crochet was awesome in that game. You got exactly what you paid for Garrett Crochet last night, and probably more. And you know, three straight times against Aaron Judge, he sat him down on a strikeout, and then in the fourth time, Judge got the better of him. But you'd hope that in a normal situation, the Red Sox would have gotten a little bit more run support, and so that home run maybe wouldn't have mattered as much. But right after that home run, they took Crochet out, got Aroldis Chapman in there to clean up the inning and keep the Sox alive, and good thing they did. But I cannot tell you enough how great of an acquisition Garrett Crochet was for this team. I think he's that stopper. Like every 5 days, you know you're getting a legitimate pitching performance starting that game.
He's a real ace.
Yeah.
We were held hostage by the Chris Sale experience for so long here, of Chris Sale riding his bike around BC with a pizza and falling down and ruining a season.
Yep.
And look, he's awesome in Atlanta, so like good for him.
He's crushing.
He's back to himself. He just couldn't do that after he got the extension when he was up here. But you get that with crochet. And especially when the rotation was struggling with Walker Buehler, with Lucas Giolito,
for sure,
a week and a half ago, and it looked like, oh my God, all you can depend on is crochet. So great for him to have the night that he had. And that's just what you want. When you have Red Sox Yankees, it's Friday night, it's at Fenway, even though the Sox went into that game 9.5 games back from New York, you want best against best. And you get 6'6" Garrett Crochet on the mound against 6'7", the big hulking Aaron Judge. And finally, at the very end, Judge gets the best of him for a minute. And he gets that absolute homer off of
that thing was
a 100-mile-per-hour fastball. Like, that is what you want. That is the matchup, whether you're a Red Sox fan and you're like, oh, come on, that's cruel for it to happen in the ninth inning like that. It's still like it's the kind of moment where this is why you watch regular season baseball games. This is what you want from the rivalry.
And it felt like Red Sox Yankees again.
Yeah. And I do have to give Alex Cora kudos for, hey, you kept him in there. You know, we would assume that would happen with the way that he was performing, even in modern baseball, where so much of it is analytically driven and you're thinking long term with the starters. But we just saw Crochet be on a scheduled short start, what was it, a week ago?
Yep.
That he didn't know about, or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was at that point. So it's not like that's a given thing.
It felt much more just baseball-driven than analytics-driven last night, right? Like, Crochet was cruising, we let him go. Until you falter at all, we are going to let you keep ripping it. And that's exactly what they did. He lets up the homer to Judge. All right, let's get him out of there, get Chapman in there to clean this up. And that's exactly what it felt like. It felt like that classic moment in baseball where it's like, my guy's hot, I'm not going to touch him. I'm just going to let him keep, you know, analytics be damned. He is cruising. He is still popping 99.6 miles per hour in the ninth inning, and he's just barely over 100 pitches. I'm going to let the guy keep rocking it. And so Cora does, you're right, deserves some credit for that. And like we had brought up earlier in the program too, how with the young guys, we didn't really expect to see them much this weekend because we were going to get a lot of lefty pitchers from the Yankees. And so guys like Ref Snyder were going to get in the lineup because they do so well against those left-handed pitchers. But with Duran being out, Roman Anthony gets the start. And then as soon as you get to the Yankees bullpen, get a right-handed pitcher in there, boom, in comes Marcelo Meyer to pinch hit. And I thought that was very well done. Like, you're not going to, just because they're not going to get the starts necessarily against the left-handed pitching of the New York Yankees, they are going to get opportunities, which I think is good for their growth going forward.
It just reminded me of when everybody was kind of universally high on Alex Cora in 2018.
Yep.
And all the moves that he made in games on that World Series run. This game was more reminiscent of that, and
sure,
that version of that guy, where for a couple weeks here, we've had to sit here and go, like, is he into this? Does he sound too checked out after the games? Like, a lot of legitimate conversation like that. And so they got momentum right now. They look good right now. Have they actually fixed the issues that plague this team? Are Walker Buehler and Lucas Giolito going to be dependable guys? Or are they going to give up meatballs here and there and it's going to get crazy in the first and second innings of these games?
More likely that.
Well, but like, at least for now, maybe they're hot right now, right? And that'll help the bullpen rest a little bit,
yeah,
so that the burden is taken off them, so that when they do go back to giving up some meatballs and you have to yank them early, the bullpen will be more prepared to help out. Like, it's just, it's kind of that balance where as long as they're streaky now, at least for a little while, give your bullpen some rest, get them ready, get them right, and then when those guys are struggling, they can pick them up and it can kind of go back and forth.
Would be nice for them to take advantage of some of these loaded bases, though, offensively.
Holy smokes. Can we get some run production? Like, that's the thing. Last night should not have been as close as it was.
No.
For the way Garrett Crochet pitched, it should not have been a 1-1 game in the ninth inning. Should never have happened.
Yeah, and you have opportunities late in the game, and Trevor Story comes up short.
Yeah, right. And it's just, but that's been the story of this team all season. Yeah, it's just they cannot hit with runners in scoring position, and I don't, and that's not an Alex Cora issue. That's not a game management issue. These guys are just not, when it comes to tough situations, they're not stepping up to the plate. They're not handling it.
Quite literally.
Quite literally.
Not doing more than stepping up.
Let's go to David in the car, wants to talk about Sox Yanks last night. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thank you for taking the call. So I was there last night, and a couple of things. And one that disappoints me, and Mago, I know you were there doing your show prior to the game. I don't know if you stayed for the game. It's the amount of fans that go to these games, Yankee fans, Red Sox fans or whatever, aren't going, and they're giving up their tickets. And I personally know a lot of people that give up their tickets, their season holders, and they're selling at double face value, whatever, so to make money out of it. And that disappoints me because we know the Sox are struggling. That was a good win last night. But here's one thing, Sean, you just mentioned about scoring position, having players in scoring position, the Red Sox not scoring. The problem there is these guys all want to hit home runs. You know, it's like in basketball. Everybody wants to hit a three-pointer. Play ball. Put the ball in the field where people can run it. You can do an RBI. You can bring these guys home, advance a base or two. Everybody's so focused on hitting out of the park, and that's the problem with this team. When they don't score.
All right, David, thanks for the call. I mean, I think that's a contributing factor for sure, right?
That's a talking point of Cora's a lot, though. Like, he says he wants to put the ball into play.
Yeah, but their whole analytical philosophy is that drive line thing where it's like,
with the drive line.
But it's true. We hit home runs and we strike out. Like, that's just going to be part of it. And in situations like that, you're right. You need to just play baseball. Put the ball in play when the bases are loaded and get a run in. Like, one way or another, play small ball. Who cares? Get the runs across the plate because that's what you're having a hard time doing. And you need to produce runs, especially when Garrett Crochet goes out there, puts his junk on the table, and says, I'm going to throw a gem today. Like, you need to give him run support. And that's, I mean, otherwise you're going to turn him into Paul Skeens, where he's letting up 15 runs and he's losing half his games.
Yeah, I mean, he might be that.
And that would suck. That's the worst. That would be a horrible scenario. Like, you as the Red Sox organization cannot allow that to happen. You can't.
Alex Cora has said in the past this season, though, like, it feels like they have to choose, like, they wobble between one and the other.
Of course they do.
Like, the bats are hot and the pitching's a mess, and then it flip-flops the other way
bats
around.
Bats are cold as hell and the pitching is hot as heck.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. They can't all get on the same page. It's like my golf game, you know?
But there were a lot of Yankees fans there yesterday. I mean, I've been at Fenway for a lot of these different series now, or at least over the past several years, and I would say it was like 50-50,
at least walking into
the park.
Well, I mean, look at how the Red Sox have done this year. I mean, they're below 500. They're not a super inspiring team at the moment, so I don't necessarily blame those fans that sold those tickets. Like, you want the fans to be there in support, of course, but when the team has struggled a lot this season, one quick winning streak doesn't then convince you, oh, I'm back in. Not all the time.
Like, no, but it's the first time that New York's at Fenway, and you just beat New York.
And it is a crochet day.
You just won that series. So, yeah, and it's a crochet day. Wouldn't that be the perfect time for Red Sox fans to turn out a Friday night?
You'd think so, but like David said, like David the caller said.
It's like 50 degrees.
Yeah, but when, you know, if you have season tickets and you can flip that ticket for, you know, two or three times face value, it's like, all right, I'll sell that ticket to a Yankee fan so that they can go, and then I'll just go watch Crochet when he pitches against the Rays or whatever, or the Angels, you know? It's like, it's one of those things.
So it's just an indictment on how far the Red Sox are away from the Yankees. That
yeah,
it's like, who cares?
How far the Red Sox have fallen. Like, they've gotten to a point where fans are kind of, like, there are the super fans. There are the diehards out there,
well,
without
a doubt.
They're
always, I don't even, like, take that into account.
Yeah.
Because that's like talking about NBA ratings.
Sure.
Like, those people are always going to be there. They're always going to be interested. Yep. They're super fans.
Yeah, exactly.
The casuals, we use that as like a derogative.
No,
you
but
need,
it's true.
You need casuals.
But you need to give them a reason to be interested. And so if the Red Sox can continue to play well, you know, they've played well over the last week or so. If they continue to play well up in, you know, for the next month, then maybe you might get some people. Like, get above 500, and then I would be arguing, okay, it makes sense that there's, or I would be pissed that there's not more Red Sox fans at Red Sox-Yankees game at Fenway Park.
Rip off that 10-game win streak that Alex Cora talks about. That's all they need.
You keep hoping for that.
That's all they need.
You're
they
right.
just need a 10-game win streak.
They just need to get that 10-game win streak.
Something
they'll be right
that
back
they, that, you know, they go through and do every year.
I mean, if they get
Except
a 10...
they haven't done it in years.
No, 10-game win streak, they might actually be able to get into first place in the division. Who knows? You know, 10-game win streak, make it close at least.
And then the Yankees lose every game.
Oh,
there
a
you
few.
Go.
You're only 8.5 games back.
That's
you're not
true.
10.
That's true. 8.5 games back. Yeah, that's you're at your starting point. So there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, and so are you happy with what you've seen so far with Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony? I know Anthony hasn't been awe-inspiring at the plate thus far, but he's acclimating. Marcelo Meyer had the 2-home run game just the other day. Kind of where are you at with them so far?
Well, I think it's kind of like with Anthony, it's just so early. So, yeah, he's 1 for 15. That's not great. But it's I don't think anybody's looking at that and going like, wow, he's got to go back down and do more time in AAA. I think it's just the process. But with Meyer, he just seems to be a quick study. Like, his composure is very good.
Very much so.
When you're watching the game late last night and he got into pinch hit and he struck out, but then his next at bat, like, he doesn't try to chase. He doesn't get overly aggressive. He's patient. His composure is good. And he gets on base. He gets walked by a pitcher who is starting to have a little bit of a meltdown. And the bases are loaded. Like, obviously, you want him to hit a home run there, as Driveline would indicate, but at least he's getting on base, you know? Like, maybe my threshold is a little low. I think I just want to keep seeing those kids in there.
Yeah.
Because it's just so much more interesting to me.
I totally agree. It gives you more inspiration. Like, you see the hope for the future. You know that there is, hope on the horizon. You get excited. It's guys like this that inspire fans to want to come to ball games. Like, you want to go see Roman Anthony when he's mashing, once he starts mashing. You want to go see guys like Marcelo Meyer.
Once that starts.
Yeah, once he starts. I'm telling you, once he hits the first home run, it'll be like the floodgates have opened and he'll be cruising.
Oh, you think after that, boom, just...
Yeah. Hey, it's one of those things. It's just rookie gets to the major leagues and he's like, all right,
he's
struggling.
He's got to break the seal.
Yeah, that's all it is. Floodgates will open. As soon as he breaks the seal, he'll be good to go. I have total faith that Roman Anthony, the number one prospect in baseball, will be just fine once he gets acclimated.
It's like when you're drinking beers and the first time you go to the bathroom, you know that you're just like, that's breaking the seal.
Yeah, or...
You better prepare yourself. You're going to be making lots of trips.
Or when you start drinking, you take that first shot, and it's tough. It burns going down. It's a tough one.
What do
you
mean
a little
first
bit.
Shot? How many shots are you taking?
Well, but that's what I'm saying. The more shots you take, the easier it gets.
How many shots are you taking these days?
It's been a while.
I was going to say, you said that very confidently.
Well, yeah, like, in my heyday, I took quite a few.
Yeah, there was a point, I don't know.
You'd be ripping them.
Jacob, I think, grew up in a little bit of a different... the environment we grew up in, it was just like, what's binge drinking? That's just drinking.
That's just the weekend. that's not a thing. They didn't have a name for it.
Before we go to the bar, we should each rip like 3 or 4 shots.
Yeah, you got a pregame.
And you don't want to spend money at the bar.
Exactly. Anytime you were going to go out, there has to be a pregame involved so that you could start drinking to lube yourself up for when you actually go out.
Jacob, does this sound psychotic, or is this still the way of
life? No, that's still the way it is.
Okay, good.
Not good.
No, that makes me...
That's unsafe, that's very unhealthy.
Makes me feel inspired about the younger generation.
How dare you do the things that I did that were bad when
we
I
would
was
play. Young. Have you ever played hockey?
Hockey?
Yeah,
no.
So... Like,
ice hockey? Yeah. Field hockey?
No, so everybody's around a table. Everybody has a drink. You put it on the table. You spin a quarter. You call somebody's name, and they have to flick the quarter at somebody's drink. If you hit the drink, they drink, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
It's a lot of drinking.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a blast. We had a good time.
Yeah, we're not going to go down this road of great drinking games.
I love drinking games.
Landmines? Though. That was always my favorite.
Ooh, landmines.
I'll explain it to you during the break.
Okay.
People aren't going to be interested.
I played a lot of Beer Dye, too. That was... We had tournaments. We had a whole like holiday dedicated to it in August. We had a big bracket. There were teams, grand prizes, a lot of it was great.
You know who you should never play drinking games with? H.H. Holmes. Definitely would cheat.
I thought you were going to say Adam Jones, but
definitely
that's a good
would
pivot.
Cheat. And no,
I was going to say Jones.
I think Jones.
Right? Thank you. I thought that's where she was going with that.
Wow, you guys.
No, no,
I think Jones would play with integrity, but Jones, as I learned at my wedding, lightweight.
Really? Oh, I thought he could drink like a fish.
Are you kidding?
No.
Really?
Even Jacob knows.
I clocked that.
Have you seen?
I clocked that.
Have you seen Lightweight Jones?
I haven't seen it in action.
Well, so I didn't get to go to the road show in Newport, Rhode Island that they attended with the Greg Hill show, so I didn't get to see him in full action.
Jones will have like 3 Coors Lights and be on Mars. I'm not kidding. It's amazing.
That's so good. Yeah, see, like...
And you know, in real life, he's so nice.
Yeah, oh my God. Jones is... As much as you can think he's an a-hole on the radio, Jones is like the nicest person alive. He's the best. I love
Jones.
Yeah,
I always tell people with him, I'm like, if you see Jones out and about in public, go up
Super
and
nice
say
guy.
Hi. He'll talk to you for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I met him for the very first time when he started working here. I met him at like some company party, and I talked to him for like a half hour. Super easy to talk. Him and his wife, Kat, amazing people. Fabulous people.
Don't get me started on Kat Jones, the true MVP.
The true MVP.
Man, the wives of WEEI are a good crew. I like them. much better than their counterparts. And I like their counterparts.
Yeah.
But I like them better.
Hey.
Arcan's wife is awesome. Shout out Cindy.
I've yet to meet Cindy. So.
Well, she's cool.
There you go. All right.
Anyway.
617-779-7937. You got any drinking games you used to play as a kid? Let us know.
Ever play with H.H. Holmes? Ever play with a Victorian serial killer?
God. Yeah.
This is what happens when you give us four-hour shows on Saturdays. What do you want?
We're not used to doing four-hour shows. Well, I mean,
actually,
I just produce
one. We are
one.
Quite used to it.
All right. Maybe we are, but it's fine. It's Mego and Chime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. One more segment to go before we get to Rob Bradford and baseball.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Boring. Becco and Shine here on Boston Sports Original. WEEI. That one goes long distance. Long distance dedication to the great, the historical H.H. Holmes.
You almost call him the great
I almost
H. H. Holmes?
Yeah, nope, not great.
Shine.
Actually, infamous is the word I should use. That's the problem.
I would say notoriously evil H.H. Holmes.
Yeah, infamous. That's the better word. I
song could have been written about him. Who knows?
Could have been.
It might have been.
Yeah, it might have been. I remember the first time I ever heard that song, actually. I was not familiar with the Talking Heads. A while back, John Anderson, used to be a producer here, played that song after we played a Chris Sims cut, because Chris Sims wears his button-up shirts all the way up, top button, buttoned up, and doesn't wear a tie, which is a psycho move. Psycho move.
Oh, yeah. That's like his thing, though.
Yeah, it's so weird. Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah, I got a lot of thoughts there, but I'm going to save them for another show.
That one goes on the ick bracket next year for sure.
Oh, my God. Oh, there was another ick that I unlocked recently, and I wanted to tell you guys, but I totally forget what it is. I maintain my number one is still sunglasses on the back of the head. I hate that so much. It's so gross.
It's such a good one.
It makes my skin crawl. Like, oh, the other one that I hate is when guys wear lacrosse pennies to the beach.
Oh.
Okay. Is that a move of yours?
It may have been in my past.
Yeah, it's such a dork
an ick.
Look.
That's really?
That is one of the biggest icks to me in the world.
So like a regular tank top is fine, lacrosse penny over the line.
Yeah, because that's a lacrosse hardo over here.
That's true. Like, I never played lacrosse.
Exactly.
I did have.
I'm like, don't wear that, dude.
I also,
if you ever play lacrosse and you have a bunch of pennies that you practice in, they smell like butt. They smell like absolute butt. So the idea of like wearing that to the beach and just smelling like a butt.
So question for you. Are you familiar with, I think it was Wiz Khalifa, was TGOD, Taylor Gang or Die? That was like the old.
Are you speaking English?
Yeah, it was an old phrase of his.
Did you just have a stroke?
No. It was an old phrase of his. I had a lax penny that said Taylor Swift Gang or Die, which I think Courtney would really appreciate.
That was an enormous ick.
What can I say?
It was
a gift.
That was an enormous ick. I didn't like that at all.
Like,
do you have any icks for women? Because like I'm a big walking ick for a lot of people.
So women that have the really tiny purse. Yeah, that's a huge ick. Like when they have the really tiny
sometimes
purse, it's like right under their
those
armpit.
You go to a concert.
I hate those. I think they're so dumb.
Like the tiny little mini.
No. I'm fine with like the body bag, like the Lulu body bags that are super popular. Those are fine. I'm talking about like the tiny little mini purse that you wear over your shoulder that's like right under your armpit.
Okay.
Those to me, super ick. Massive ick.
Yeah.
Hate it.
I thought you were going to say like women who don't shave their pits or something like that.
Yeah, that would be. But that's like, to me, that's more like, that follows under the category of, we had on the ick bracket like long toenails. To me, that's not an ick. That's just gross.
That's just hygiene?
Yeah, that's just
well,
a hygiene issue.
It's not necessarily gross. It's just an aesthetic choice.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
Not cleaning your fingernails is unhygienic.
Yeah.
Deciding
to
not
me,
to shave your armpits is not a hygienic choice as much as it's a aesthetic choice.
Hygiene issues or like hygiene things to me are different than like icks. Like hygiene issues and stuff are just like gross. Icks to me are like stupid things that people do.
Choices like, that you make.
Like guys shuffling in bar stools up to the table, super ick.
What
massive ick. So like if you get on a bar stool that's really far away from the table and you have to like shuffle up like this, super ick. Super ick.
That is like just not a common thing that I see people do.
That's why it's an ick. And I think that's the issue is trying to explain it to some people. People are like Wiggy is like, oh yeah, that's just gross. Like, oh, you don't brush your teeth. That's an ick. I'm like, no, that's gross.
No, that's obvious.
Yeah, that's just
gross.
It has
to be kind of like a specific thing.
100%. It has to be a very like small, minor, specific thing. Like I've heard someone once say.
Chewing too loud.
But that's just gross. Like, keep your mouth closed when you chew.
When men use straws.
Yeah. Great example. Excellent example.
I'm going to have a little straw for my drink.
I heard somebody one time say when guys are at the barbershop wearing the cape, like when they're getting their hair cut, when they have the cape on the chair.
But the barbershop is inherently like.
You have to wear the cape.
Swaggy. Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, that's that one time someone said that to me, and I was like, that's kind of funny.
Yeah. When
everyone does that.
Universal ick is doggy.
I haven't been to a barbershop in quite a long time.
When people doggy paddle.
Doggy paddle. Great ick. Excellent ick, Mago.
Universal. All genders.
Yeah.
If you doggy paddle.
Anybody. Any person out there that doggy paddles. Big ick. I'm trying to think of another.
Just float on your back instead.
Yeah, honestly, that's fine.
HH Home
Better.
Float.
Good tie-in. Everything comes in circles here. That's going to do it for Mego and Chime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Thanks so much for tuning in. But it's baseball time. Baseball isn't boring with Rob Bradford. Coming up next right here on WEEI. We'll see ya.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.